Dear brothers and sisters, at the beginning of this new year, I would like to remind ourselves of our belief in the priesthood of all believers. This was a major doctrine for the Protestant Reformation.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，在新的一年里，我想提醒大家，我们信仰的是所有信徒结为祭司，这也是新教改革的一个重要信条。
In fact, the priesthood of all believers was a major issue in Martin Luther's attack on the Roman Catholic Church.
事实上，所有信徒结为祭司这一信条也是马丁路德与有组织的罗马天主教论战的一个焦点。
And this doctrine is one of the major sources of the powerful Western social and political ideal of human equality.
而且这一信条也是西方人人平等的强大社会政治理念的原动力。
One of the major ideas behind this theme, behind this doctrine, is Paul's statement.
这信条来源于保罗在加拉太中所写的。
He writes, It is through faith that all of you are the children of God in union with Christ Jesus.
保罗写道，你们大家都急着信跟基督耶稣合而为一，成为神的儿女。
You were clothed, you were baptized into union with Christ Jesus, with whom you are now clothed, so to speak, with the life of Christ Himself.
你们受洗跟基督合而为一，正像穿上基督，有他的生命。
There is no longer any difference between Jews and Gentiles, between slaves and free men, between male and female, because all of you are one in union with Christ Jesus.
不分犹太人或外邦人，奴隶或自由人，男人或女人，在基督耶稣的生命里，你们都成为一体了。
So, in one of his earliest letters, Paul announces that in Christ Jesus, all the walls and all the barriers that once separated one group of persons from another no longer exist because of our common union with Christ Jesus.
因此，在他早期的一封书信中，保罗宣布在耶稣基督里，所有分开这一组和那一组人的墙壁以及其间的所有的障碍都不再存在了，这是因为我们与基督的共同连结。
But today we live in a very connected time and place.
但今天我们生活在一个互联的时间和地点。
Thanks to technological advance, we can make connections with people around the world.
因为科技的进步，我们可以与世界各地人民连接。
We can download data from other sources, and we can upload our own data, and we receive sufficient feedback to know that this communication is bilateral, even multilateral.
我们下载其他来源所得的资料，我们上传自己的数据，而且我们也得到足够的反馈，知道我们的沟通是双边的，甚至是多边的。
Connecting with God is another matter.
和神连接又是另外一回事。
People have been trying to connect with God since the beginning of human history.
人们从人类历史的开端就一直尝试与神连接。
Ancient cultures hungered for spirituality, but most people understood that human beings were unworthy to enjoy a relationship with the divine.
在古代的文化中， 人们为灵性而饥渴，但是多数人也都明白人是卑微的，也不值得享受与神的关系。
So they would ask their priests to intercede and to seek divine counsel on their behalf.
因此他们任命自己中最属灵的人作为他们的祭司，他们会要他们的祭司代求，来寻求神的旨意。
Upon Israel's arrival at Mount Sinai, Moses delivered some startling news from Yahweh.
当以色列人抵达西奈山的时候，摩西从神亚威那里带来了惊人的消息。
Yahweh called to Moses from the mountain and told him to say to the Israelites, to Jacob's descendants, "You have seen what I, Yahweh, have done to the Egyptians, and how I carried you as an eagle carries her young on her wings, and brought you here to me."
摩西上山朝见神，上主从山上呼唤摩西，要他告诉雅各的子孙以色列人说，你们已经看见了我上主怎样对付埃及人，我背着你们，正像母鹰把小鹰背在翅膀上，把你们带到这里归我自己。
Now therefore, if you obey my voice, and if you keep my covenant, then you shall be my own people.
因此如果你们服从我，守我的约，你们就是我的子民，全世界都属于我。
The whole earth belongs to me, but you shall be my chosen people, a people dedicated to me alone, and you shall serve me as a nation of priests.
全世界都属于我，但只有你们是我的选民，是神圣的国民，是侍奉我的祭司。
So Moses went down and called the leaders of the people together and said and told them everything that Yahweh had commanded him.
于是摩西下山召集人民的领袖，把神的命令他的事告诉他们。
Then all the people answered together as one person, "We will do everything that Yahweh has said." And Moses reported this to Yahweh.
以色列人民一致说，我们要遵照上主的话做。摩西就把他们的话回复上主亚威神。
So at first, the people of Israel accepted their call enthusiastically.
所以一开始以色列人民踊跃地接受了他们的呼召。
And Moses reported their answer to God, and he consecrated them to the people to God.
摩西也就向神报告了以色列人的回答，然后他回来高抹了以色列人。
In Exodus chapter 20, the people's mood changed because they became afraid.
在出埃及记二十章的地方，我们看到以色列人的心思改变了，因为他们有些害怕。
In Exodus chapter 20, verses 18 to 21, it writes, "When the people heard the thunder and the trumpet blast and the lightning and the smoking mountain, they trembled with fear and stood a long way off."
在出埃及记二十章十八节写道，人民听见雷轰和号角声音，看见闪电和山上冒出的烟，都非常害怕，远远地站着。
They said to Moses, "If you speak to us, we will listen. But we are afraid that if God speaks to us, we will die."
他们对摩西说， 请你向我们说话，我们必定聆听。若是神向我们说话，恐怕我们会死。
Moses replied, Do not be afraid. God has only come to test you and to make you keep on obeying him so that you will not sin.
摩西回答他们说，不要害怕，神出现是要考验你们，使你们时时服从他，不致犯罪。
But the people continued to stand a long way off, and only Moses went near the dark cloud where God was.
可是人民仍然远远地站着，只有摩西上前，靠近神所在的密云。
So the people of Israel deliberately rejected God's calling for them to become a nation of priests because they lacked the faith.
因此，以色列人刻意地拒绝了神的呼召，使他们成为一个祭司的民族，那是因为他们缺乏信心。
In the New Testament, God has given to us another chance to become a kingdom of priests.
但是在新约圣经中，神给了我们另外一个机会，让我们得以成为一个祭司的国度。
In 1 Peter, chapter 2, verses 9 to 10, Peter writes, But you are the chosen race, the royal priesthood, the holy nation, God's own people. You are chosen to proclaim the wonderful acts of God who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light.
在彼得前书二章九节中写道，但是你们是蒙拣选的种族，是君尊的祭司，圣洁的国度，神的子民，神选召你们离开黑暗，进入他辉煌的光明，来宣扬他奇妙的作为。
At one time you were not God's people, but now you are God's people. At one time you did not know God's mercy, but nowAll of you have received God's mercy.
从前你们不是神的子民，现在是他的子民。从前没有得到神的怜悯，现在已经得到他的怜悯。
This passage, along with the passage from Exodus chapter 19, verse 6 to 9, formed the basis for this doctrine of the priesthood of all believers.
这段经文以及我们刚才念到的出埃及记十九章六到九节的经文的基础上，就形成了这所有信徒结为祭司的学说。
Martin Luther's statement is still very important.
马丁路德的声明至今仍然非常重要。
He said, All Christians are priests, and all priests are Christians.
他说所有基督徒结为祭司，所有祭司结为基督徒。
Worthy is anathema, which means condemnation. Is there any assertion that a priest is anything else besides a Christian?
值得谴责也就是诅咒的是那关于任何一位牧师是基督徒以外的别的其他事物的断言。
The early Christian church was a very democratic group. The leadership was functional.
早期的基督教会是一个民主的教会，领袖发挥着正常功能。
The main job of the leader is to make sure that the worship service was conducted in an orderly fashion.
领袖的工作是要确保崇拜是有序的进行。
St. Paul gives us an example of an early Christian service in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 23 to 26 and 29 to 32.
圣保罗在哥林多前书14章23到26节29章到32节中给了我们一个早期基督教会服事的例子。
If then the whole church meets together and everyone starts speaking in a strange tongue and then if some ordinary people or unbelievers come in, won't they say you are all crazy?
保罗写道，那么如果全教会聚会的时候大家都讲灵语，一般外人或不信的人进来，不是要说你们都发疯了吗？
But if everyone is proclaiming God's message, when some unbelievers or honored people come in, they will be convinced of their sin by what they hear.
如果大家在传讲神的信息的坏人来，他会从所听见醒悟到自己的罪，感觉到良心不安。
They will be judged by all they hear. Their secret thoughts will be brought out into the open, and they will bow down and worship God, confessing, "Truly, God is here among you."
他们会感觉到良心不安，隐秘的意念显露出来。他不能不俯伏敬拜神，承认说。神实在与你们同在。
Brothers and sisters, this is what I mean. When you meet to worship, one person has a hymn, another person has a teaching, and another person a revelation from God.
弟兄姊妹们，我的意思是什么呢？你们聚会敬拜的时候，有人献诗歌，有人教导，有人得到从神来的启示。
Two or three while giving God's message should speak, while the others are to judge what they say.
有两三个人至于宣讲神的信息，可以有两三个人发言，其余的人要小心辨察他们所说的。
But if someone in the meeting receives a message from God, the one who is speaking should stop.
在座的要是另外有人从神得了启示，那先说话的人就应该停止。
All of you may proclaim God's message one by one, so that everyone will learn and be encouraged.
你们每一个人都可以轮流宣讲神的信息，让大家学习，都得到鼓励。
The gift of proclaiming God's message should be under the speaker's control.
宣讲神信息的人应该约束自己的恩赐。
Because God does not want us to be in disorder, but to be in harmony and in peace.
因为神不要纷乱，而是要我们和谐。
So what does the priesthood of all believers mean?
那么所有信徒结为祭司所真正指的是什么呢？
Why did the reformers insist on it?
为什么改教者坚持它呢？
The reformers were men, especially Luther and Calvin, wanted to correct the late medieval distortion of the worship service.By restoring congregational participation.
改教者尤其是路德和卡尔文，他们要做的是纠正中世纪晚期那扭曲的崇拜，恢复会众的参与。
The late medieval mass was hardly a congregational worship service at all.
中世纪晚期的弥撒几乎是没有任何会众参与的敬拜。
There were no congregational prayers or singing or recitation of the creeds.
没有会众的祷告、唱诗或读经。
The congregation merely watched and listened.
会众只是被动的听和看。
The congregation were mostly passive.
他们是被动的，不是主动的。
For the early reformers, this was a great distortion of the biblical and early church. This is the second century worship services.
对改教者来说，这是对圣经及早期，即是在第二三世纪的早期教会的崇拜形式的一个极大的扭曲。
One of their greatest achievements was to restore intelligent and unified participation by the whole body of Christ in worship.
所以改教者们的最大成就就是恢复众信徒的智慧，使整个基督的肢体一起崇拜。
They transformed the people from uncomprehending observers of the worship into an active royal priesthood.
他们把会众从被动的、不理解的旁观者变成活跃的、忠实会众。
This is what they meant by this doctrine of the priesthood.Of all believers.
这才是他们所倡导的所有信徒结为祭司的这个信条。
Everyone in the church ought to participate in the worship service.
在教会每个人都应该参加敬拜。
It is not the priest alone who has access into the heavenly sanctuary.
不只是牧师才能进入至圣所。
Barada, every member of the body of Christ has heavenly access into God's throne on the Lord's Day.
而是每一个基督的肢体在主日都能进到神的宝座。
In the New Testament, there are no degrees of nearness, but every worshiper is a saint.If he is a member, he or she is a member of God's holy people.
在新约中不存在任何与神程度上的远近，每一个敬拜者结为所谓的圣人，即是神的虔诚的信徒。
This is the meaning of the great Protestant principle of the priesthood for all believers.
这是所有信徒结为祭司这一伟大改革信条的意义所在。
This principle manifestation and evidence of the reality of the fundamental truth that takes place during corporate worship. As the whole congregation participates in offering to God prayer and praise.
这个原则就体现在全体会众都参加敬拜，向神祷告，赞美神。
The whole congregation praises and communes with God.
全体会众都祷告、赞美与神交通。
The pastor or even the worship team do not worship for them as a proxy.
牧师或者是敬拜团队。不是代替会众来敬拜。
All the people worship as the pastor or the worship team leads them.
而是领导全体会众一起敬拜神。
For the early Christians, there was one and only one essential priesthood.
对早期基督徒来说，只有一个必不可少的祭司。
The ministry of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is our one and only great high priest.
那就是耶稣基督的事工。耶稣基督他是我们的唯一的大祭司。
He alone is the priestly mediator between God and human beings.
只有耶稣基督是神和人之间的中保。
Also, he alone is the main representative of human beings to God.
也只有他是人在神面前的代表。
John chapter 1 verse 14 tells us, and it proclaims the good news that the word of God has become a human being.
就像在约翰福音一章十四节中写道，神的道成为人，
话好一点，
话，
对、yeah.
啊 ，OK，
it's word，
word， yes，
It's understandable. It's a message.
神的话。
Also, 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 to 2 proclaims, if anyone does sin, we have someone who pleads for the Father on our behalf, Jesus Christ, the righteous one.
同时约翰一书二章一到二节中也写道，如果有人犯罪，我们有一位公义的耶稣基督替我们向天父陈情。
And Christ himself is the means by which our sins are forgiven, and not our sins only, but also the sins of everyone.
基督牺牲自己赎了我们的罪，他不但为我们的罪，也为全人类的罪牺牲自己。
Also, all Christians share in Christ's priesthood because we are all a royal priesthood.
所有的基督徒也一同分享基督的圣职，因为我们是君尊的祭司。
We also offer spiritual sacrifices which is acceptable to God.Through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也藉着耶稣基督献上，成为神所悦纳的属灵祭物。
We participate in Christ's priesthood by service not only to God and to Jesus Christ, but also to one another.
我们分享基督的圣职，并非只是为神和耶稣基督，也是为我们周围的其他的人。
We continue Christ's high priestly work by offering ourselves to God and to each other.
我们继续基督的大祭司的工作，不仅把自己献给神，而且也互相奉献。
Everyone who has been baptized has been baptized into this ministry.
每个受洗的人都是受洗而成为这事工的一个分子。
Ours.Is a priesthood of all believers.
我们的事工是所有信徒结为祭司的事工。
Now at this time, I want to deal with the common misunderstanding of the doctrine of the priesthood of all believers.
现在我想更正一个对这个所有信徒结为祭司的信条的一个常见误解。
This misunderstanding goes something like this. Roman Catholics need a priest.To mediate between themselves and God.
这个误解是这样的，通常他们这样认为，罗马天主教徒需要一个神父来调解他们和神之间的关系。
But Protestants don't need anyone else to mediate between themselves and God.
但是新教徒不需要别人来调解他们和神之间的关系。
They can be their own mediators.Because they are all priests.
他们可以自己调解，因为他们结为祭司。
Everyone can be his or her own priest.
人人都可以成为他自己的神父。
The unabridged Webster's Dictionary, which you know better, gives this misunderstanding respectability by stating that since the Reformation,The term priest has meant every Christian believer is his own priest.
就连本应更权威的韦伯斯特字典也把改教后的祭司一词做了这样的错误解释。那字典里说祭司这一词是每一个基督教信仰者结为他自己的祭司，这使得这种误会更加普遍。
This individualistic interpretation not only misinterprets the New Testament understanding, but also what the Reformers were trying to do when they reintroduced the New Testament idea of the priesthood of all believers.
这种个性化的诠释不仅曲解了新约圣经的本意，也误解了改教者们再次强调的新约圣经中所有信徒结为祭司的信条。
The priesthood of all believers does not mean that every Christian believer is his own priest.
这信条并不意味着每个基督教信徒是他自己的祭司。
It means exactly the opposite. Every Christian is a priest to every other Christian.
他的意思恰恰相反，每一个基督徒是每一个其他基督徒的祭司。
This idea does not imply individuality.
这个信条并不代表个体。
On the contrary, the priest of all believers makes community and family necessary.
相反，正是因为这个信条，使得社会和家庭成为必须。
As Christians, we are to offer ourselves to one another, to pray for one another, to sacrifice ourselves on behalf of one another, so that through all of us, the high priesthood of Jesus Christ may be more effectively communicated to one another.
我们基督徒是把自己为别人献上，为别人祈求，要彼此牺牲，所以才能因着我们把我们的大祭司耶稣基督的道更有效地传达给对方。
Also, all of us are responsible for participating in the total life and management of our church.
因此我们所有的人都有责任参与并且管理我们的教会。
The reformers did not drag the priesthood down to the level of the laity. On the contrary, they raised the laity up to the level of priesthood.
他们要注意，在这里改教者并没有把祭司的位置降到了俗人的水平，与此相反，他们把俗人升高到祭司的位置。
In fact, they restored the long neglected New Testament conception of the priesthood of all believers.
恢复了这个长久以来被忽略的新约信条，所有信徒结为祭司。
The Christian church returned to what it had been in the very beginning, a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people.
基督教会也回到他的起初，是蒙拣选的种族，君尊的祭司，圣洁的国度，神的子民。
And also remember that as members of the body of Christ, we cannot stand alone.
而且大家要谨记，作为基督的肢体，我们不能单独存在。
For instance, the hand cannot suddenly decide that it wants to leave the rest of the body.
就像手不能突然决定离开身体一样。
Therefore, all of us must reject the individualistic interpretation of the priesthood of all believers.
因此我们所有的人都必须反对对着所有信徒结为祭司的个人主义的解释。
We must all recognize the real meaning of this doctrine, an emphatic declaration of the indispensability of the whole Christian community.
并理解这信条的真正含义，就是整个基督教会的肢体都互相依靠，不可分开。
Today, we have again started to make distinctions within the priesthood of all believers.
今天我们又有人可能会在区分那信徒的职分。
The distinction is between the clergy from the weak.Greek word kleros, which means those who are set apart for the service of God, and the laity from the Greek word laos, meaning ordinary people.
这分别就是牧师以及俗人。牧师在希腊文中的原文是 kleros, 它的本意是那些为服侍神所设的，以及俗人在希腊语是 laos, 意思是老百姓。
However, this distinction is not found in the New Testament.
这一分别在新约中是找不到的。
In the New Testament, Laos refers to all Christians, and Laos does not refer to a special category of Christians. It also refers to all Christians.
在新约圣经中 ，Laos 就是老百姓，是指所有的基督徒，而且 Laos 就是牧师，也不是指一个特殊类别的基督徒，它也是指所有的基督徒。
The New Testament uses both terms to describe the same people, the whole people of God.
新约圣经用这两个词来指同一群人，就是神的所有选民。
Originally, in the New Testament, the word for ministry is diakonia, where we get the word deacon. And it means a person who waits on tables.
本来在新约圣经中，牧养一词是 diakonia, 就是我们在这里叫的执事，它的本意指的是人，一个人，一个服侍饭食的人。
We read in Acts chapter 6, verses 1 to 3, the Greek-speaking Jews were complaining because their widows were being neglected. They were being overlooked in the daily distribution of the food.
在《使徒行传》6章1到3节中我们读到，这些时候我们那些说希腊话的犹太人和说希伯来话的犹太人之间发生了争执，说希腊话的犹太人埋怨使徒在分配每日的生活费这事上疏忽了他们当中的寡妇。
So the 12 apostles called together the whole community and said to them, It is not right for us to neglect preaching the word of God in order to wait on tables.
因此十二使徒召集全体门徒对他们说，叫我们放下传讲神信息的工作去办膳食，这是不应该的。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, select from among yourselves 7 men of good standing, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may appoint to this task.
所以主内朋友们，要从你们当中选出七个有名望受圣灵充满又有智慧的人，让他们来负责这事物。
So the first 7 deacons to be chosen were supposed to wait on tables.
所以头七个执事原本是选来服侍饭食的。
Gradually, this word came to mean anyone who serves others.
慢慢的执事这一词变成指任何服侍他人的人。
Anyone who ministers.
牧养他人的人。
In the early church, everything that led up to the building of the Christian community was diakonia, service, ministry.
在早期教会，任何建立基督教会的事工结为 diakonia, 就是服侍和牧养。
Every Christian participated in this diakonia. So every Christian was a servant, a minister.
每一名基督徒都参加这一 diakonia 事工，那么每一个基督徒就都是仆人，也都是牧者。
Hendrik Kramer, in his very important book called The Theology of the Laity, maintains that the Christian church does not have a ministry. Instead, the Christian church is ministry.
Hendrik Kramer 在他的名著《俗人的神学》中写道，基督教会并没有一个分立的神职部门，因为整个基督教会都是神职部门。
It is a ministry rooted in Christ's ministry, and it expresses itself in two ways, the ministry of the ordained clergy and the ministry of the laity.
教会的事工是根植于基督的事工， 他在两个方面表现出来，那是受戒的神职人员的侍奉，还有俗人的侍奉。
These are not two different ministries. They are two forms of one and same ministry.
这不是两个不同的事工，而是同一事工的两种形式。
St. Paul makes this point very clear in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4-7.
圣保罗在哥林多前书十二章四到七节中把这点解释得很清楚。
Now, there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but it is the same Spirit that gives them.
恩赐有多种，却是同一位圣灵所赐。
But there are different kinds, different ways of serving, but the same Lord is being served.
侍奉有多种，却是同一位主所赐。
There are different abilities.Perform service, but the same God gives all the abilities to all their particular for their all particular service.
工作有多种，却是同一位上帝赐给每人工作的能力。
The Holy Spirit's presence is shown in many ways, or in each person, for the good of all.
为了使大家都得到好处，圣灵在我们每一个人身上所彰显的也各不相同。
When the Church of South India was formally organized in 1947, the members of the four merger denominations, the Methodists, the Congregationalists, the Episcopals, and the Presbyterians, they all acknowledged that they found regularly ordained ministries.Within the other three. And they said that there will be no reordination.
当在印度南部的教会1947年正式组成的时候，那四个组成的支派卫理公会、堂会、政工会和长老会都承认其他的三个组织是一体的事工，而且神职员不需要互相重新案例。
This church affirmed the priesthood.Of all believers.
这一个叫联合的教会也肯定了所有信徒结为祭司这一信条。
They said, we all share in the heavenly high priesthood of the risen and the ascended Christ, from which alone the church derives its characteristics as a royal priesthood.
他们说，大家都一同分享我们的天上的大祭司。复活的主耶稣基督的事工，因为只有因着基督，教会才会成为君尊的祭司。
But they also made a place for special ministries within the universal priesthood.
他们也在这普遍性中为特别的事工留了地位。
They also said, God is a God of order, and it has been his good pleasureto use the visible church and its regularly constituted ministries as a normal means of the operation of His Spirit.
他们也说，神是一个有秩序的神，他愿意用有形的教会及其定期的事工作为圣灵运行正常运行的管道。
Maybe we can suggest this doctrine of the priest of all believers.Pictorially by an architectural analogy.
也许我们可以用一个这个建筑来形象的比喻所有信徒结为祭司的信条。
Like most other abbeys, the abbey in Iona, an island off the coast of Scotland, had a chancel and a nave.
像其他修道院一样，位于苏格兰附近一个岛上的 Iona 修道院也分前后殿。
In the Middle Ages, the clergy sat in a chancel near the altar, and the laity were confined to the nave.
在中世纪的神职人员坐在前殿，靠近祭坛，但俗人则只限于后殿。
And to make sure that no one strayed over the boundaries, there was a screen between the two parts.
为了确保没有一个人不小心过了界，在这两殿之间有一个屏风。
After the Protestant Reformation, the building fell into disrepair.
在改教以后，这修道院被遗弃，陷入了年久失修的境地。
Later, it was restored by Protestants. But what with one significant change? There is no screen.
但是后来，当新教徒恢复这个修道院的时候，他们加入了一个明显的变化，就是那屏风被挪去了。
Now all people sit together and worship together without distinction. For all us.A chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people.
现在大家都坐在一起崇拜，毫无区别，因为我们所有人结为蒙拣选的种族，是君尊的祭司，圣洁的国度和神的子民。
In the early Christian church, the Christians would meet together on Sundays for an evening meal.To celebrate the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
在早期的基督教会，基督徒会在星期日晚上吃饭，来庆祝耶稣基督的死和复活。
They would actually have a meal centered around the communion service.
圣餐其实在那时候是真正的在一起进餐。
They would begin the meal.With the loaf of bread, which the leader would break and pass the pieces to those beside him.
他们会从同一条面包开始，中间的领袖把面包掰开，递给坐在他身边的人。
Each member of the church would serve as a priest in distributing the one loaf of bread to his neighbor.
每个教会的会友都会像祭司一样把面包掰开递给他的邻座。
He will hold the bread for the other person and say, This is the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is broken for you.
他会举起面包对他邻座的人说，这是我们的主耶稣基督的身体，是为你破碎的。
The other person would take a piece.From the loaf and eat it. And then he would take the loaf and do the same with his neighbor.
他边上的人会取一块吃了，然后会拿起面包与他的邻座做同样的侍奉。
And then the meal would begin.
然后晚餐才会开始。
After the meal, a cup of wine will be passed around.With each person saying to his neighbor, This is the blood of the new covenant, which is sealed by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在饭后，也是同一杯酒会被传下去，每个人都对他的邻座说，这是由我们的主耶稣基督的血所立的新约。
And then the meeting will end.With hymns and prayers of thanksgiving and praise, and maybe even some benedictions.
这是聚会就将在赞美和祷告、感谢、感恩中结束，也许会有些祝福。
St. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26.
所以圣保罗在哥林多前书十一章二十六节中写道
，He says, every time you Eat this bread and drink from this cup. Proclaim, tell everyone, especially the unbelievers, about Jesus' death and resurrection until he comes.
所以圣保罗写道，所以直到主再来，每逢吃这饼喝这杯的时候，你们是在宣告，特别是向那些不信的人，宣告主的死和复活，直到他再来。
The term proclaim may be a present tense, and that's the way it's translated in most Bibles. But many people believe that it is really a command, which is also possible, that every time when people gather for the communion meal, they are to witness God's salvation in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ to other people until Jesus returns.
这里宣告这一词，多数的圣经都翻译成一个现在时，但是有很多人相信这宣告在这里是一个祈使句，它是一个命令。所以每次当人们聚集用圣餐的时候，他们都是来见证神用耶稣基督的死和复活来显明的救恩，一直到耶稣的再临。
Even after the meal has been dropped in order to save time, I still believe that it is best for people to pass out the bread and the wine, because it is Jesus Christ Himself who is the Lord of the communion table.
即使在后来的圣餐中，为了节省时间，晚餐被省略了。我仍然认为最好的形式还是大家一起传递，互相传递的面包和酒，因为只有主耶稣本人才是那圣餐的源头。
As the churches become larger and even more organized, some ministers began to take more and more authority.
当教堂变得更大更有组织的时候，牧师们就开始有了更多的权威。
And Martin Luther's fears may be relevant once again.
那马丁路德的恐惧可能又有一些道理了。
We cannot allow God's salvation to be controlled by the church or by the minister. God's salvation belongs to the whole people, to the whole body of Christ.
但我们不能让神的救恩由教会或者牧师来控制神的救恩，因为神的救恩是属于整个基督的肢体的。
Within the Presbyterian Church, the minister is known as the teaching elder.
有时候长老会的牧师也是被称为教学长老。
We serve because we have had training, which should help us explain the Word of God properly to the people.
我们服侍是因为我们被培训过，而且这些应该会帮助我们正确地向人们解释神的道。
We are certainly not more holy than anyone else, but we are all sinners.
我们不是比其他人更圣洁，我们都是罪人。
I like to compare ministers to teachers.
我喜欢比较牧师和教师的位置。
If you are a student, you should show some respect during class for the professor, even though there may be some areas where you may be more up to date.
如果你是学生，你应该在上课期间对教授表现出一定的尊重，就算是在某些地方，你可能会知道的更多。
However, unlike professors, ministers are first of all members of the body of Christ.Just like anyone else.
但是不同于教授，牧师首先是基督的肢体，和别人一样。
A certain amount of respect is good, but it should not be overdone.
有些尊敬是好的，但不应该过头。
The minister is not the boss of the church.
牧师不是教会的老板。
Jesus Christ alone is the Lord of the church.
只有耶稣基督，他才是教会的头。
As members of the body of Christ, all of us have a responsibility to maintain the unity which the Holy Spirit has given to us.
我们大家作为基督的肢体，都有责任维持圣灵给我们的合一。
As St. Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 3,I urge you then, live a life that measures up to the standard that God has set when He has called you.
就像保罗在以弗所书中所说的，所以我劝你们，行事为人都应该符合神呼召你们时所立的标准。
Always be humble, gentle, and patient.
你们要谦逊、温柔、忍耐。
Show your love by being tolerant with one another.
以爱心互相宽容。
Do your best to preserve the unity which the Holy Spirit has given to us by means of the grace that binds you together.
以和平彼此联系，尽力保持圣灵所赐合一的心。
So may God be with all of us as we search how we can best minister to each other. Because we are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, chosen to proclaim the wonderful acts of God who called us out of darkness and into His own marvelous light.
当每个人都在寻求如何能最好地互相服侍别人的时候，愿神与我们同在，因为我们结为蒙拣选的种族，君尊的祭司，圣洁的国度，神的子民。神选召你们离开黑暗，进入他辉煌的光明，来宣扬他奇妙的作为。
阿门，
阿门。